For that, we listened to a Cakes the Killer track called Don Dada. Up next, we have four more tracks before our interview with Adam, who coordinates Film Pop. We're going to be listening to Dija SB's Overtime, then Jeanette King featuring Dija SB, one Korea Town Acid track from Toronto, and one DJ Killajoule track. It was awesome. Stay tuned. This is CKUT 90.3, hosted by Pop Montreal. I'm your host, Mariam.
Nigga, what you want from me? I'm about to pay out what it cost to be. I'ma have to bail out, shit's costing me. All the ways of this world seems off to me. It often seems I move through awkwardly. But everything that is found seems lost to me. And everybody and their mama trying to talk to me. I'm Reebok, all these niggas Rick Ross to me. You get the boot if you acting up. This ain't war, you don't get no cool points just for acting tough. I'm off the rail like the tracks is fucked. You be saying you black, but don't be acting like you black enough. But it's cool, we all ain't flame. The branches stand, that's how they make it so we all can't hang. What's love if we all feel pain? The clouds is out, I think it's time that we all feel rain.
Cause all my life I've been putting in overtime, staying up all night, all through hard times. I put it in overdrive, there ain't no stopping.
My nigga, what you scheming for? Act like this is something that you seen before. Talking like you ain't seen me in Supreme before. Never seen a box logo so clean before. Speaking for those who never dreamed before. My mind stretches about as far as any dream could go. My lady got her hands running in between the fro. Ain't nobody ever been to where I've been before. This is the pathless journey. I got a Swiss ride cause the path gets buried. Is it half full when the glass gets murky? I think not. I stay calmer than the water when you skip rocks. You about as calm as a robber when he get caught. Like the game on the line, I'm a big shot. Never realize how I focus on the shit I could get. I want love, but I also want to get me a check.
Cause all my life I've been putting overtime, staying up all night, all through hard times. I put it in overdrive, there ain't no stopping.
Yo, DJ, what you say?
Nothing, yo. I just quit stuff.
Yo, me too. Where you at right now?
I'm out here. I'm at the spot, yo. You
okay,
come through right now.
I'm on my way.
Cause all my life I've been putting in overtime, staying up all night, all through hard times. I'm putting in overdrive, there ain't no
Call me down. progress, gotta get up on my face. Chase a bag, don't be worried about what I got to say. You're in last, you're the only one of us that's trying to race. I'ma run the homie, pull up on the haters, don't go stun a homie. I ain't rich, but I know money's coming, homie. Mad cause I ain't bugging, homie. Had to figure out, y'all ain't real. I have yet to find someone who tells me how they really feel. Life's a trip, I might hit the motherland like I'm Chappelle. City life will have you dead, you can't feel alive and well. It's the truth, I'm just living on the fact that time will tell. In the booth, every verse I ever spit, fire is hell. Check the facts, check the accolades, I'm doing this till I get paid. I'm not about no 9 to 5, I need way more up on my days. Trying to keep that tunnel vision, it gets hard but I just pray. Someone like me got no choice, I'll die to get this music played.
Been on my grind and now you're slowing down. Don't give me that look and think you're gonna try to cool me down. You better not stop me from my hustle. I've been on my grind and now you're slowing down. Don't give me that look and think you're gonna try to cool me down. Cool me down. Cool me down.
For the right purpose, falling in love.
I fall in love with myself, and I want someone to share it with me.
I want someone to share me.
Rope.
For our third interview of this series, which is the segment part of the radio residency at CKUT 90.3, I am joined by Adam, who runs Film Pop. Hi, Adam. What's up?
Hey, Miriam. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I've been going through them, and I'm pretty excited about this one in particular. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do?
Sure. Yeah,
how you got involved, all that stuff.
Totally. You're reaching me right now at my day job. I work at the NFB, and I've been working here for 6 months now. So I've been kind of plugged into film stuff in Montreal for a little bit. I went through Dawson's cinema program, and then I did filmmaking at Concordia, and then I did a master's at Ryerson in Toronto. In film preservation. So I'm really interested in film archives, film restoration, film preservation, and presenting stuff. And this is my, I'm really into exhibition. This is my fourth edition of Film Pop.
Wow.
I started up, I think it was in 2018, if my math is right. I campaigned really hard for the job when I found out that my predecessor, Ariel, was leaving for greener pastures. He's since started home video label and stuff. So when I found out he was leaving, I really wanted the job. So I tried to get Tess on the phone as soon as possible and made the case for myself. And really loved my first year and the second year. Third year was also great, but it was a heck of an adjustment for obvious reasons. And we're sort of getting things back on track for my fourth edition.
Yeah. Can you tell me a bit about the, maybe how you coped with, pandemic Film Pop?
Well, we got exceedingly lucky. If you recall, it was sort of like the whole world started to kind of open back up for like a brief second.
Yeah.
At the end of September. And I think that everything, closed back up in early October. So we got to have a pretty normal Film Pop at our, home base Cinema Madame, which is the venue I've been at, which is the venue Film Pop has been at the whole time I've been a segment director. Prior to that, it's been all over. It was at Cinema de Parc in Concordia University and other places. So we got pretty lucky. The only thing was it was pretty reduced capacity, but you know, the 15 people who were at each screening really had a good time.
I mean, yeah, that's great. Honestly, film cinephiles are going to find each other even in a pandemic, I think. So as segment director, what is your crunch time look like right now? Or are you kind of done with
like what's left planning? To do?
Yeah, is there anything? I mean, I imagine the programming is done. I imagine you worked on that all year long. Is that right? Or
yeah, you start to pay attention around the end of so the festival ends like at the end of September, and then you start to pay attention again in early winter. So I've been at it, just sort of keeping an eye on stuff, because it's important to note too that Film Pop, at least how I've come to understand it, it's supposed to sort of be like a roundup of what, like, it's a first run festival. We do a lot of premieres. Mm-hmm. So you start to pay attention to what's on the festival circuit. So yeah, I've been at it since January, I guess. The program kind of figures itself out around, I don't know, May or June. And now most people have invoiced me and been paid, and most of the films are here in Montreal. So they're ready to go. You know, there's definitely some loose ends, and we have our second of two free outdoor screenings as part of our summer programming.
Very cool. Can you plug those? When are those?
Yeah, so the first one took place in mid-August, and then the second one is actually going to be next Friday, September 10th.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's going to be really fantastic. No, it was really, really nice because of the pandemic. We got funding to do really cool stuff for free. So we decided to spend the money on two live score screenings. It was really, really nice. So we did Funeral Parade of Roses in mid August with Molio. I got to get his name exactly right.
Sure, I'll check that for you.
Yeah, let me just see. It was Molio. So this is going to be the second of two of these events. The first one was Funeral Parade of Roses, live scored by Molio Holy, Johnny Void, and Ryan White. It was absolutely incredible. And now we've got another one to look forward to on the 10th, which is the Hungarian animated classic Son of the White Mare, with a live score by Egyptian Cotton Orchestra. It's going to be so much fun. And if you want to get a sense of what Film Pop is without having to put any money down, please join us next Friday for this free screening. It's going to be really great. So I'm very excited about that. I mean, of course, it sort of added to my workload this year, but it's been worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my next question. Like, when you're curating all these, like, you know, kind of I wouldn't say like marginalized, but I suppose like movies that need representation more than, you know, others. What do you look for? Like, how do you go about what do you like?
I'm like honestly a bit of a populist. Like, you know, I'm not sort of insecure about, or I'm not like worried about people not showing up, but because of my interest in like film preservation and restoration, I try to keep an eye on what's recently been restored by you know, pretty smart people. So in fact, both of these films for our outdoor screening series, they're both restored and distributed by this company called Arbelos, which is by a company run by an ex-Montrealer, David Marriott.
Very cool.
So I, you know, oftentimes I put my trust in these folks, and, you know, I try to do my own thing too. Like this year we're showing this great film by Arthur Baron, Jeremy from the 70s. But that again is because it was recently restored by these really cool people in the know. So for my part, I kind of, you know, I haven't done a lot of crate digging or whatever when it comes to bringing back old classics, but I definitely keep an eye on what's happening, and if you know, if any sort of recent exciting restorations fit the Film Pop bill.
Yeah, totally. And it gives like a second life to re-release something like that for like maybe more like restored quality.
There's an aspect of rediscovery too, and it's nice to sort of watch it in this context. And yeah, I think this year too is kind of a strange year given the sort of, you know, the kind of stalled festival circuit and stuff. It's still a little weird, you know. It's a, definitely, I think a lot, like just fewer movies have come out this year. So it was nice to sort of be able to fall back on these sort of recent restorations and what have you. But that's not to say that there aren't great new releases this year. There's some really fun stuff that we have to look forward to. My brain is so full that I've forgotten titles, so just give me like 1 second.
No problem. Yeah, I was gonna ask if you had like a favorite either this year or next year, something that really stood out to you as like a personal rec.
Honestly, I can stand by most of this stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, the Disintegration Loops doc about William Baczynski's recordings of the same name and like the cultural impact of that. That's a really, really great film.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And we're also really, really proud to be presenting the Montreal premiere of Fanny, the Right to Rock, which is by a local filmmaker, Bobby Joe Hart. It's already had like an incredible life festival circuit, but still we're bringing it home. It's really, really exciting.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I know I'm going to be going to Film Pop for sure. It's during the festival. Adam, segment director, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. This was fun. I hope we do this again next year. Nice teacher.
Don't you tell me just to breathe, it's just not fair. It's just not fair. Don't you tell me not to care. No one's prepared. No one's prepared for the first flight. Birth of yourself, true beginning, grinning for the first time. Once a demon sitting on my breast, it told me to leave. To Thank you.
Thank you. Time to break the wall that keeps me was always at my door until I realized the truth I hadn't seen before. My strength keeps me standing tall.
Tons of artists and artisans and vendors and creators, and it puts forward products that are handmade and local products as well, from all kinds, from jewelry to stuff for your home, prints, body care, things for kids, clothing, food. I mean,
it's amazing. No, I mean, I know it myself, but for our listeners, Peace Pop is exactly what Gab described. And what do you look for other than, I guess, local? Like, is there a bit of a community going after so many years?
There's for sure vendors that have been coming to the fair more than once and have built their community through Peace Pop. And I mean, we always, like, Peace Pop is also about welcoming new vendors and creating space for new people that are starting a business, and help them put forward their company.
Amazing. Yeah, and I guess you're in crunch time now. Throughout the year, do you just recruit?
Yeah, well, there's three events per year. There's one in spring, there's one for during the festival, like the one we're having soon, and then there's one taking place in winter, like closer to the holidays. And so each edition sort of welcomes a different type of vendors, because it's according to the season, right? And it's nice because it's like a nice rolling of artisans. And so I do recruit a lot of at the end of the day, is like there's always new events, and there's so many applications we receive time. Like, it's crazy, and it's so nice to see how much love Peace Pop receives and how much like interest there is.
Oh, for sure. You're in, like, the Instagram account of Peace is by far the most active, just because of how much content there is to promote. And I'm really like, it turned me on to so many new businesses. Is it going to be in the same space?
Yes. We've been doing Peace in the basement of the church on Laurier, in front of Metro Laurier. So l'église Saint-Denis, and it's been our spot for the last couple of years. I mean, we're really excited because, you know, with COVID, we haven't been able to do an in-person event for the last 2 years. So we're really looking forward to the next events. And it's for this occasion, like, we wanted to do the event on two weekends, welcoming twice as much as vendors, because it's two different selection on each weekend. So the first one will be the 15th, 16th, and 17th, and then the second one is during the festival week, which is the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Amazing. Yeah, we even registered it with Journée de la Culture. I'm so excited. Well, I guess that's all for me. You definitely have a better year ahead than last year, because at least we're planning with COVID a little bit now.
Yeah.
But it definitely revives the city a lot, so thank you for
collecting
it. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
She took the day off 'cause her father died. The next day morning when she walked outside, it bore the mark of her professional pride, but she went right into work. Little daughter said, but grandma's alone. How can we just go make her live in a home? It's not so much death I fear as that great unknown that sends these chills up my spine. Stay out late until it's dangerous and dark. Each one feels that it's a magical spark in their lives didn't light. And as they walk along on tired feet, past all the lit up houses lining the street, the lives of others are so calm and complete through their windows at night. on the mountainside, we bought a home far from the students and the freeways moan. The market's great now if you're looking to own. There's lots being sold. And in the morning we get tons of light. Isn't the view just gorgeous from this height? Even the social housing sparkles at night. It is like gold. But every evening when we walk in the park and stay out late until it's dangerous and dark, I've always felt that the narrative arc of my life wasn't right. And as we walk along on tired feet, past all the little houses lining the street, the lives of others are so calm and complete. Through their windows at night.
Listeners, that was our fourth interview with Gab, who directs Puss Pop, thus concluding our segment episode of this residency. We will be back next Tuesday. as usual, from 3 to 5, again, to be promoting pop. We also listen to some music. We listen to Orchidae's live performance of True Beginning, followed by a local favorite, Nick Schofield's Key of Klee. He does a lot here for the CKUT station and for pop. And then we also listen to Malika Tyrolean's Grow, another live performance, getting into the groove of the concert revival that we're anticipating for the end of September, followed by Laura Nikwe's kind of ethnographic video clip of Ottawa Nitehi. I don't want to butcher it here. And playing us out, we have some French content. We have Marie-Pierre Arthur. And that's about it for today. Stay tuned. This has been the segment episode. My name is Miriam. You're listening to CKUT. Pop Montreal is in September. Have a great day, folks. And Off the Hour is up next.
There is this thing. Do you realize do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Hello, welcome back to Unfit to Print. This is CKUT on 90.3 FM, broadcasting not live, but still from Montreal. My name is Pilar Steers.
I'm Melody Bucchino.
And I'm Sophie Howe.
Today we broadcast from Geogeagay, the traditional territory of the Haoden, Saoni, and Anishinaabe nations. The time now is 5 p.m. Today is my first episode as radio host, and I'm super excited to be here. I want to give a major shout out and thank you to Amy Lloyd, who has been host of Unfit for the past 2 years and has taught me everything I know about radio. Thank you, Amy. I'd also like to welcome Sophie and Melody to the show, who are joining me as my co-hosts. I'm very lucky to have them here.
For today's feature, we're covering OnlyFans and the implications of the site nearly banning sexually explicit content in relation to sex workers whose work is the foundation of the online platform's success. Although the platform is no longer removing sexually explicit content, it brings into question the nature of these platforms and capitalism at large. Another example being Tumblr, which banned sexually explicit content in 2018, which thrive off the success of sex workers and then abandon them.
Before we dive into that, we've got headlines discussing current COVID-19 stats in Quebec and Montreal,
McGill's lack of implementing the vaccine passport, and a recent protest in Montreal against a pipeline called Line 3.
Don't go anywhere.